From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our gospel program. This morning, we continue with our study of the Savior's wonderful words in John chapter 6. I will be concentrating upon the verse 44. We have stayed a little longer in this chapter than we normally do, and that for the simple reason that it is made up mostly of the words of Christ himself. I feel, therefore, compelled to try and pay a proper regard to what it is the Savior has to say. We'll be turning there shortly. Tonight at 9 o'clock, I will introduce a new sermon tape. It's a message I preached recently, and it's entitled Honoring the Father by Hearing the Son. We will also continue our studies in the book of Job. I have just begun sending out last month's printed Bible study notes from our radio programs. If you would like a copy, just let me know. Send me your name and address. Now here's a hymn. It fits in well with our study this morning. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. Turning now, please, to John chapter 6 and the verse 44. We ended our study last week by considering just what it was the Savior said in this verse. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. In that study, we highlighted the fact that man cannot respond to the gospel of himself, for he is dead in sin. He is deaf and blind to the need of his soul and to the mercy offered to him through Christ the Savior. Let us consider now what it means for the Savior to come to Christ as he is drawn by the Father. just how does this drawing take place? This is a very important gospel truth, and I believe we should stop a while and consider just what it is the Savior is teaching us here. Regular listeners will know that I like to explore the meaning of a word by looking at the other places where it is used in the Bible. The Greek word, for remember, the New Testament was written originally in the Greek language, that is translated by the English word draw here in our verse, appears in 7 other places in the New Testament. If we consider some of them, we will be helped in our understanding of what it is the Father does to bring or to draw a sinner to Christ. Let me read out some of the verses where this word appears. First of all, we read from John 18, verse 10. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Here is another verse. This time it's John chapter 21 and the verse 6. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast, therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Yet another verse, this time Acts chapter 16, verse 19. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers. The last quotation is from James chapter 2, verse 6. But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? There are two things that I would have you note about the use of the word draw in these verses. First of all, it requires that a firm grip is taken upon that which is drawn. In the case of Peter drawing his sword, he would have reached for it, taken a firm hold upon it, then drew it from its scabbard. In the case of the fishermen hauling in their net full of fishes, the same idea is suggested. They would all have taken a firm grip upon the net before throwing their backs into the task of hauling it into their ship. Secondly, these verses show that there is an arresting of the one who is thus drawn. In both Acts chapter 16 and verse 19, and James chapter 2 verse 6, the idea of a person being compelled to come before a court of law is spoken of. They are drawn by the arresting authority of court officials. Now, these verses, in which we find this word draw used, illustrate just what it is that God does with a sinner when he draws him to Christ. He first of all takes a firm grip upon him. The Savior supports his statements about the Father drawing sinners by quoting from the prophets in verse 45. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. This drawing is done by the Father through his word. By his word, God takes hold upon the sinner that is to be drawn to Christ, and arrests him and thrusts him into the presence of Christ. Now this is the common experience of everyone who has ever been drawn to a saving knowledge of Christ. The Word of God, like an arrow, pierces their heart, and they are suddenly arrested in the midst of their daily activities and made to think upon eternal things. Their thoughts, their minds, their hearts are drawn to Christ as He is set forth in the Gospel. Whereas before they gave no thought to the message of salvation, nor to the needs of their soul, nor to the reality of eternity, now they are seized by the truth of the Gospel and cannot escape. That is what happened to the jailer at Philippi in Acts chapter 16, the verses 27 to 29. He is awakened out of his physical sleep, but more than that, he is aroused out of spiritual death, and his heart and mind is gripped by the truth that he is a lost sinner on his way to hell. He cries out in agony of soul, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Verse 30. This man was gripped by God's truth, arrested on his hellward path, and is graciously made to give thought to eternal things. The nature of man is so corrupt and depraved that even when Christ is made known to him and set before him in the Gospel, he will not come to Christ and worship Christ and believe in him except the special grace of God inclines his will to obeying the Gospel. This drawing by the Father is not a violent drawing that is wrought against the will of the one being drawn. No, there is a gentle melting of resistance, and the sinner is made willing to come to Christ. This shows the importance of preaching, does it not? The pulpit must be at the center of all worship if we are to observe God's order. That was the program Christ followed. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. It is under the preaching of the gospel that sinners are drawn to Christ. I cannot draw you to Christ, but I pray that God, through His Word, will do just that even today. May you come as a sinner to Jesus. Please remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.